Welcome to the Ether. Today is Tuesday, June 14th, 2022. Today on the Ether, Iced Tea Time with Inter Protocol. Let's take a listen.
Hello, Vanessa. How's it going?
You know, finding my voice post-consensus.
I know. Well, hopefully some relaxed iced tea time. Won't put too much strain on it.
Chased with a spoonful of honey. That'll work.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we'll give it a few minutes. We'll wait for Zucky, and I think Dean might stop by.
I told Dean that he didn't have to come.
Oh, okay. All right.
I, as the last surviving person on Earth without who does not get COVID, I will.
Hey, how's it going, Randerwin? Thanks for jumping in. All right, we'll give it a minute before we start. I'm waiting for a few people too. Should we kick this off?
We should.
Let's do it. All right. Well, thanks,
like,
everyone, for joining.
I can't think of, like, small talk to make.
How was consensus?
I think the topic of the day is, like, randomly guessing, you know, whether or not Three Arrows Capital is solvent.
Yeah. What's the current guess?
ETH is not $200, so, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. Well, thanks everyone for hopping on the first iced tea time for the protocol. This is cool. These are going to be, I don't think we have a, you know, we'll probably do them, what, maybe bi-weekly, depending, maybe monthly. I don't know. Whenever.
I mean, we'd like to do these more, right? Like, but like, yeah. We all have, like, we have to, like, ship the thing. And yeah. We have all, you know, you have the Zucky problem of doing, of like, he works 12 jobs.
Yeah. Yeah. You are the cosmos, is what I got from. From consensus.
Yes, I am decentralized. I am the cosmos.
Yeah, yeah. And Vanessa's also here. Awesome to have you, Vanessa.
Happy to be here. I'll talk about Inter Protocol last week. Happy to do it again.
Yeah, cool. So, like, all right. So I think, you know, for the first kind of real official community call we have, I think it's good we lay some kind of foundational stuff down around what Inter Protocol is, what IST is. And so I think, I don't know, Zucky, maybe I'll just do, we'll do a bit of, you know, Q&A with you about this stuff.
Yes.
Be the best way, you know? So before what it is, it's like, you know, why is IST, you know, why is Inter Protocol needed right now? Right. Like we obviously, a lot of us are aware of what's going on in this space, but why do we need a stable token solution like this right now?
Okay. So, you know, let's go back into the, you know, I mean, I'll talk about this in the Zucky way, which is like crypto history 101, right? Which is, can everyone hear me still too?
Yep.
Yeah, I think so. Cool. All right. Okay. So like crypto history. So in the, well, like we have like a bunch of stuff we can go back to. One is like, okay, you know, we can go back to Hayek, and like Hayek's like vision of like non-sovereign money, and potentially the utility of non-sovereign monies, in the system, in like constructing sort of, distributed organic, resilient economic systems. And, you know, we are trying to do, you know, and, you know, the blockchain, revolution, basically was this attempt, you know, starting with Satoshi, was this attempt to give birth to a bunch of non-sovereign monies. But, you know, to me, like what was, you know, like, honestly, like there was this incredibly, like the movement that led to the creation of MakerDAO is like one of the most inspiring things that happened in cryptocurrency, in the sense of, you know, we didn't know that much about DeFi. Like Ethereum was in what was not even launched when MakerDAO started. You know, it was this, and it was this really visionary attempt to build a mechanism around that would take these like non-sovereign store of value assets like Bitcoin and Ethereum that we were starting to build and use them to build a unit of account and a medium of exchange that was resilient, that was reliable, and that was decentralized. And I think in many ways, you know, we at were, you know, as you know, the sort of builder DAO are taking the vision of MakerDAO, taking inspiration, standing on the shoulders of giants, and trying to build something that is more dynamic, flexible, modern, like a modernized version for like the Cosmos ecosystem and the wider sort of proof of stake ecosystem that like we have built around BFT blockchains, so that there is this like native medium of exchange. The second piece is that we have always like we all, you know, Cosmos and like this world of the internet of blockchains does need a token with which to pay for services, pay for things, pay for computation that is a stable, that has stable value. And we are still, as a blockchain community, learning the best way to build one of those things. And InterProtocol, I think, is a very compelling new entrant.
That was awesome. I think you went through from history to current in 3 minutes. So I'm that was incredible. And so as kind of a new entrant, right, in this market, you know, what are some of the, you know, I kind of, you know, from a product perspective, I really like understanding how things work. And so, you know, I kind of immediately jumped to how are, you know, users and traders in the Cosmos ecosystem going to interact with InterProtocol and IST, right? What are some of like the mechanisms that IST is using that you've brought up in the past around MakerDAO?
Yeah, I mean, okay, so, you know, we are in a deleveraging cycle right this minute, right?
Right.
And, you know, this is a great moment for people who are new to cryptocurrencies or have never really looked at how MakerDAO works to like really see how it works like in the real world, in real time, in these moments of high drama. You know, Celsius, I think, famously has three enormous vaults on MakerDAO, collateralized with Ethereum and WBTC, that are kind of like very much the center of current market movements, and are a great, this is always a great educational moment around how do these things work in real life, which is people have, Celsius seeking to be sort of long the crypto market. You know, people deposited Bitcoin and Ether into Celsius seeking yield, and Celsius went out on their client's behalf, opened these vaults that issued the DAI stablecoin against it, and went out and deployed that DAI in various yield generating schemes. And this is, you know, frankly, how collateral backed stablecoins come into existence, and, you know, what the supply and demand for them are. And, you know, now we are seeing the price of Bitcoin and Ether dropping dramatically. We see, Celsius going out and getting their hands on DAI to pay down their debt in the vaults, we see Celsius going out and bringing over more Bitcoin and Ether to increase the collateralization windows. And like this like high tension game that is being played. And then, you know, I just saw a tweet from people on the Maker Risk Committee, you know, being like, okay, like, you know, there is a possibility that like these large vaults get liquidated. There is a possibility that there might be bad DAI debt, that Maker may have to, print Maker to cover that debt. The dynamics of the system are playing out. So there isn't, you know, if you want to understand sort of the prior art on what we are trying to build on Inter, there is no better time than right now. And like sort of watching how these very large Maker vaults are performing under these market conditions to sort of get a intuition for what we are expecting to build with Inter.
So I think you brought up the concept of vaults, which is really interesting. And I think, you know, I think for most listeners here are kind of familiar with it, but from, you know, I like really good UX stories, right? So for Inter Protocol, what's, maybe walk us through, you know, how Inter Protocol is set up, right? And how, those are things I think that are really good to, simple, but I think important, right, to highlight in the UX that, you know, Inter Protocol is really focused.
Yeah.
And Vanessa, feel free to jump in too. This is kind of an open conversation.
Yeah, this doesn't have to be the Zucky hour.
And I think hour.
Go ahead.
Do you want to take a shot at explaining how vaults work, Vanessa?
Yeah, sure. So you can... Initially, there's a new proposal around which assets can back IST, and I believe Atoms is going to be the first. So people can come over to a UI and bring their wallet to deposit Atoms in the vaults based on a collateralization ratio recommended in order to mint a certain level of IST. And then you'll receive IST in your wallet. And so that's one way in which you can receive IST. And then you can do whatever you'd like with it as far as paying for gas fees in Agoric when the time comes, if eventually in Mainnet 2 or permissionless Mainnet 3, you want to launch your dApp and pay in gas fees. There's also going to be the swap AMM, where you can set up a pool of assets for either IST and Atoms or any other assets that you'd like to introduced there, that is permissionless as well. And then there's the parity stability module where you can exchange IST for any USDC types that are in the Agoric environment. And this will all be done via a UI, which is still in development, but Zucky may have some more details on it than I do.
Yes, there is a community effort to build and deploy the UI for doing this. There is a key feature that we are waiting for from the underlying Agoric platform, which is right now, one of the interface for interacting with contracts on Agoric is pretty unfamiliar to most cosmonauts who are used to interacting with Kepler. We have this cool thing called Ag Solo, but it's a pretty heavyweight process. And there's this very cool thing called the on-chain wallet coming to the Agoric platform that is going to sort of underlie this sort of like very Cosmos familiar UI that is coming to the Agoric platform and will be available for Inter. What was the other thing? There was another thing though. One of the things that is always good repeating is like, why Adam? Like why does Inter Protocol need Atom? Is it because Zucky is a Atom maxi and wants Atoms to take over the world? I think there's like a real practical there are real practical reasons why Atom is necessary for the success of Inter Protocol and why there is a synergistic relationship between Atom and Inter. Agoric is built on the Cosmos stack. It is built on the Tendermint and the Cosmos SDK, and the on Tendermint and the Cosmos SDK, and the mechanisms of so Tendermint Cosmos SDK speaks IBC natively. It's really sort of core to what we are building to this whole Cosmos deck. And we need an asset that is widely traded, has a lot of trading volume, because at the end of the day, it is not the stability of the collateral asset that makes protocols like Inter work. It is the ability to efficiently retire debt during liquidations that makes the stability mechanism work. And that requires the asset being able to be arbitrage between its price on the AMM on the Agora chain, where it is being liquidated, and other trading venues. And you want there to be as many trading venues as possible for the underlying asset. And this is like one of the things that one of the properties that Atom has is it's listed on a lot of exchanges. There is a lot of trading volume. Arbitrage is available. And therefore, we expect that liquidations will be efficient. There are other good assets in the IBC ecosystem that will also be part of the Inter protocol. We can collateralize IST vaults with like e-Euro, like the Euro asset for e-money. We are going to have something called the Parity Stability Module, which will support USDC, probably bridged over Axelar, though a lot of work is going into trying to get native USDC into Cosmos. Other stable coins like Shade and, Comdex's stablecoin, like all of these things can like be part of the larger ecosystem. But, there is no asset in Cosmos that has as robust price discovery and trades as many venues as Atom. And that is why it is probably the premier collateral asset for IST.
Yeah, I think that was a great run through. So I think a lot of things were kind of brought up there. One is, this might be obvious, but we should probably restate this is being built on Agoric. We brought up the builder DAO as well as a term, which I think it, for those who know, but it's essentially anyone who holds build, right? And that's really the community that's driving forward in a protocol. And so there was another question I had, which was, there are other mechanisms, right, to maintain PEG. So really the question is how does this all maintain its PEG, right? That's kind of a big concern in the ecosystem right now. And I think, the parity stability module was brought up. The liquidation engine through the AMM is brought up. I think it'd be interesting to kind of cover some of the other ones that are, both maybe the reserve pool would be interesting. And also, I know there's a lot of community voting that takes place around, debt limits and fees. And I think, collateralization ratio is another one. Can we maybe touch on some of those other mechanisms being employed that, are essentially working in unison, right, to keep this stability?
Yeah. Vanessa, you want to take a shot at this, or is this?
I can walk through some, and then we can see what other pieces we're missing. So one thing that's really great about Inter Protocol is that the economy team and our economist network, for lack of a better term, have been working on this for quite some time. And before over-collateralized stable tokens became very trendy post-Terra, I mean, we've been working on this for at least 2-3 years on getting the design right. So we're really happy that so many people like what we've been thinking of as well. And so that means that there's just other sort of like backstops to ensure that the token can stay stable. Zucky walked through, if there's a drop in asset prices and the collateralized assets are no longer able to meet the requirements for the vault to honor the outstanding debt of IST, they could be liquidated onto the AMM and sold off accordingly. Then there is the parity stability module is also a new addition, which we've just covered, because people can now trade one for one of USDC to IST. And that also helps honor the stability of the token. There, in the initial launch of IST, there's going to be a reserve provided by the community to create a protocol control value. And that means that we're going to have a nice amount of atoms in the reserve, in which that if there's too much debt loss for the vault, sorry, loss in the vaults, and if there's the stable token is not still being able to keep stable, one of the triggers that we have, now the order of this I have not revisited in quite some time, so maybe Rusty, so feel free to jump in, Zaki or Santiago, is to be able to tap into the reserve to also ensure that we could get the peg back to where it needs to be. So that might mean we may need to sell some of that off or and mint more IST, but I'll let one of you two jump in on that one.
Yeah, I guess my question is that done through a vote? Is that done, you know, automatically? Is that, you know, what makes that decision to tap into the pool? Maybe that's a Zaki question.
I actually don't know with high confidence off the top of my head. I believe the pool will retire debt automatically, which I believe is a difference from Maker, where there does need to be a Maker vote to tap into the reserve pool.
Got it. Okay. Okay. That makes sense. Okay.
And then further, we also have an economic committee that's going to be nominated to sort of just help ensure that any assets that are nominated to be accepted by the vaults can be assessed and provide, have almost like a recommendation or analysis from this group, because we just have found with other networks that when there's just a vote to anyone with a token, we got feedback from some people saying like, it's great, but I may not know the best thing, or there may be some mistakes they've experienced in other groups. So they were happy to hear there would be an economic committee. So this ensures that, you know, if you begin holding IST, there won't be any token that could just be accepted in the vault. There will be some thresholds and process to ensure that their assets that get approved have been scrutinized and looked over by experts in advance.
Yeah, so I think this brings into this idea of the economic committee and the role it plays in the sort of inter protocol. You know, Dean just DM'd me and he was like, oh, you know, the decision to tap into the reserve is intended to be held by the economic committee. The economic committee is elected by the builder DAO. It's elected, its membership is controlled by like the community of build token holders. But the idea is that like the vision that we have is, you know, is sort of a committee, a sub DAO, whatever we want to call it, of people who have the requisite expertise in the functioning of the crypto market to be able to sort of do two things. One is provide like guidance to the builder DAO about these questions about, you know, what types of collateral assets should be, what are appropriate collateral ratios, to sort of process the outcomes of data analysis about the volatility of various assets and like, you know, going through the historical data on prices for various assets, you know. And then the second thing is this function of, hey, we need to make a decision about whether or not the liquidation process is adequately requiring debt, or whether or not we have to step in with the reserve. And these are the kinds of abilities that we're building. The sort of desire to appointing the economic committee is going to be a pretty big milestone in the process of launching Inter. It's probably just as important and just as big a deal. We have been going out and sort of recruiting a sort of initial potential slate that will be proposed to the builder DAO to fulfill this function. And it will ultimately be up to build holders to sort of manage this membership.
And I'd like to provide just a point of clarity that the Builder DAO does get to pick the collateral types, but the economic committee must then raise the debt limit from zero. So the collateral types are really easy to use.
So that was just a point of clarity. So they both have to come to consensus.
There has to be some guidance provided by the economic committee so it can be based on the assets, performance, and history, and overall activity from the network before they're provided.
Got it. Okay. And, you know, we're talking a lot about the Builder. I mean, you know, for context, you know, where there are going to be proposals that are going to be brought up for Inner Protocol, those are going to happen on the Agoric Commonwealth, to my best understanding right now. So those discussions, I'm assuming those proposals can be found on, I think it's going to be commonwealth.im/agoric, if I'm not mistaken, for right now. More information once that starts coming through, but, you know, for context, that's where a lot of this discussion and actually on-chain voting can happen through Commonwealth, which is great. And so maybe, I think this was a really good kind of overview and summary of what Inner Protocol and IST are. Vanessa or Zaki, like, are there any other points you want to bring up that maybe we haven't covered?
Just that we're in the process of engineering is, you know, working on finishing up Inner Protocol, and there's an economic stress test that it's being reviewed right now in the process. I know that our director of security would give a stronger update to that at our next community call. And we really at Agoric are about high integrity with any software we're working on. And so if it's going to be really real money on a system eventually, we want to make sure that it's well audited, reviewed, and tested in advance. And do we want to talk about the schedule here, Santiago?
Well, we can maybe talk rough dates. I'm always hesitant with dates, but you know, I think what we can maybe do is on the next community call, give a better kind of outline of some of the things, because I'm a big fan of, you know, sharing information that people can take some action on. So I think right now, you know, I think the white paper is really critical piece of documentation that people should be, should take a quick read at. The roadmap at agoric.com/roadmap covers a lot of these milestones to reach the kind of, you know, official launch of Inner Protocol. What did I cover? White paper. Yeah. The roadmap.
Where can people find the white paper?
So that is, if you go to inter.trade/white paper, I believe that sends you directly there. Inter.trade, you'll see there's a big button that says read white paper. Dean had let me know that, yeah, I think a target, you know, back to the date question quickly, I think a target's probably around, you know, Q3 is where we're targeting the release. I guess some other kind of high level stuff that's happening in the meantime, you know, there are security reviews in progress, as you've mentioned, Vanessa, to summarize that. The econ stress test is progress, and we'll definitely be sharing those results once we get those back. So there'll be a lot more information trickling in over the next, you know, few weeks. And so, yeah, a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes. I think that pretty much covers our first iced tea time. Zaki, Vanessa, any last words?
I really like this. I think we should do this on a more regular basis. I think you figured out the format.
I think so. Yeah. I think, we'll have a rotation, right? You know, we'll have Dean on next time. We'll grab, Roland, who's been a big part of the product side of this. Zaki, I hope you're a regular on these calls. And Vanessa, is awesome having you. So yeah, we'll,
I think we could bring over some of the Cosmos Zone folks that are excited to use iced tea, right?
That would be awesome.
They were, you know, we had a nice time over at Consensus, and mm-hmm. when we were at OsmoCon, and they were delightfully grilling me over lunch on the liquidation and how it works. And we were going getting to the nitty gritty of it. And, you know, several folks came up to me and said, you know, I want Iced Tea to be part of the United Cosmos. Like, how can we get this out there? When can I use it? So as we get closer to launch, we're going to be sharing that with some of our fellow zones, and I'd love to have them here as well.
Yeah, let's bring them on. Let's do it. Let's have them talk about it. I want to explore and see what we can talk about with them. That's great. All right. Awesome. Well, thank you, everybody. Saki, Vanessa, all the listeners, thanks for jumping on this quick 30-minute community call. And we'll let you know when we do this again soon.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was Iced Tea Time with InterProtocol, IST, recorded on Tuesday, June 14th, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. If you want to keep listening, head on over to TerraSpaces.org/donate and show some support. Sneaking through back alleys on a little cosplay, Broadway all day, looking like the wrong way. Resuscitating major players in the waiting room, sifting through the paperwork while I be debating fools. Breaking rules, breaking bad, like we always wait for doom. Slayed a few in my early years, off and hit the shroom. Sitting in the dark, waiting for the daily news to let us know what we should believe as the latest truth. Stay aloof, writing rhymes in the studio, trying to keep it well lit like filming a movie role. Sorting through support from your endorsements, of course we're tripping balls, handing reports it. The latest proof ain't a way to move, change the view. Just a bunch of pack of heads living in a chicken coop. Picking at the dinner, finger licking like the plate is good. So kick it for a minute, then show me what that thing could do. 2+2. 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 Big thinking energy always gets the best of me when I kick it in the lab, messing with new recipes. Gotta mix and match, flip the latch, letting rhythm scratch. Dope shit, spitting facts with my vision smashed. Big drip aristocrat, dishing out a list of trash. Missing wisdom, this fish is too big to catch. Better let the missus know where you hid the stash. Watch your next step, bro, before you hit the traps. Walking on eggshells, tripping over landmines, and I'm about done dealing with these damn lies. Man, I'm looking at this planet like a franchise, chastised into digging holes in the back nine. The latest proof ain't a way to move, change the view. Just a bunch of peckerheads living in a chicken coop. Picking at the dinner, finger licking like the plate is good. So kick it for a minute, then show me what that thing could do. 2+2. 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 Imagine a world in which an old dying man's last dying wish is fulfilled.
Alexa? Can you play that one C-Fi space where he clowned all the Safe Moon and XRP bag holders and then told everyone to buy Luna because it was going to 1,000?
I'm confused why we're not talking about the fact that you can easily, like, 300x your money on XRP. Like,
you know, son, I remember a time. Alexa, enough. I'm trying to reminisce now. I remember a time before Terra Spaces existed, when things that were said on random Twitter spaces would just get lost to the proverbial black hole of time.
That's the best bet.
Why isn't Luna in wind turbines?
Hey, guys,
I'm reading all about these wind
guys,
turbines.
Guys, do you mind if I explain Cardano a little bit? Because I've been in Cardano since like 2018 and I can give you a full breakdown.
Just when you thought it was safe to shill shitcoins.
Oh my god, you guys. I don't know what to do. So much blood. It's so red.
From the creators of Your Exit Liquidity, in association with We All Love to Hear Ourselves Talk, Inc.
For more information, go to terraspaces.org/donate.